With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. It's a tie, 50 yes votes and 50 no votes on the nomination of Pete Hegseth to be the defense secretary, with Vice President J.D. Vance casting the deciding vote last night. Three Republican senators, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Susan Collins of Maine, all voting against the nominee. Hegseth himself was working the phones to shore up support with senators ahead of the vote. The confirmation now rounds out President Trump's top national security cabinet officials. Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate is heading towards a vote on confirming South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as Homeland Security Secretary. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more on the story.
It will place her at the head of a sprawling agency that will be essential both to national security and President Donald Trump's plan to squash illegal immigration. Republicans were determined to barrel through on Noem's confirmation, threatening to keep the Senate working through the weekend to install Trump's national security cabinet officials. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was confirmed Friday night, and Secretary of State Marco Rubio and CIA Director John Ratcliffe were already in place. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump and Vice President Vance made appearances at the 52nd Annual March for Life in Washington yesterday. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has the story.
Appearing by video in a recorded message from the Oval Office, President Trump told tens of thousands of pro-life marchers that his defense of the unborn in his first term will continue for the next 4 years.
In my second term, we will again stand proudly for families and for life.
Vice President Vance, making his first public appearance since taking office, addressed the marchers in person.
It is a joy and a blessing to fight for the unborn, to work for the unborn, and to march for life.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump also saying he's considering getting rid of FEMA, remarking that he could have money moving in from Washington to the states instead. This is SRN News. Gay pride flags at U.S. embassies are no more.
New Secretary of State Marco Rubio has forbidden staff at any American outpost in a foreign country from flying the LGBT pride banner or any other flag other than the stars and stripes. In a statement, Rubio says, quote, "The flag of the United States of America unites all Americans under the universal principles of justice, liberty, and democracy. These values, which are the bedrock of our great country, are shared by all American citizens, past and present." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australian detectives are investigating whether foreign actors are paying criminals to commit anti-Semitic attacks in the country. Lawmen are grappling with an increase in anti-Jewish crime in Australia since the Hamas attack on Israel in October of 2023. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has declined to speculate about who might be funding anti-Semitic incidents in Australia. This is SRN News. At a press briefing following a tour of burned-out Palisades, President Trump says what the reaction was when he asked if residents will leave.
Every one of them, a lot of them, and every one of them said to me they want to rebuild. I said, will you go elsewhere? No. It wasn't even like a question.
The president reiterated that he will work with Governor Newsom.
We're going to be with you. Your governor met us at the plane, and we had a good talk, very, very positive talk. We have to work together to get this really worked out.
President Trump has ended the federal security detail for Dr. Anthony Fauci, the infectious disease expert who advised him on the COVID-19 pandemic. Fauci is the latest in a string of former Trump aides turned critics to see their federal protection canceled. Israel and Hamas expecting to swap more hostages for Palestinian prisoners. It would be the second such exchange since the ceasefire began in the Gaza Strip last weekend. More details at SRNnews.com.